Okay, we are in Klal Pei Tes, Eis Dalet. All right, so when we read Chumash, we read the Parsha Sashvua, we learn about Senachashu, about Nichush and Kaisem, and basically we run through it. Here in Halacha, we're defining it. So yesterday we defined Nichush as some type of a reaction to an event that happens which is not logical. Such as a black cat going in front of your way and saying that's a reason not to go where I'm going. So a thing that cannot be explained is generally considered to be Darkei Amayri. That's what it said. If it can't be explained, Bederech Refua, Bederech Segula. That was the Lashon. In Dalit, it goes to the next Lav in the Torah, which is Kaisem. A different type of what we call magic. Ha'isa Maisa Atshiyaymar Devarim Shasidim Liyais. Somebody who does something to foretell the future. V'yesh Mishi Yistakel B'mirah Marah Shal Barzal Oya Shasha Suki Yaitzabai. Someone looks at a mirror. V'ha'isa Echad Me'elu Like. And somehow from looking in the mirror he can tell something. And he can tell the future. So something like that is obviously a logical prediction of what will happen. If someone says you take an aspirin, your headache will go away. That's not kaisem. It means something that's not explainable. And someone who goes to one of these fortune tellers to tell him about the future, just going to him alone and asking is enough of a reason to get Makis Maridis. I don't know what this is, but they used to ask some type of a voodoo doll of some sort. Okay. Now this pasuk is brought by those who want to condemn what? The dowsing, right? Dowsing, which is most famous, dowsing is used for finding wells. But it's a alternative science, for all types of refuahs. They use the sticks that they use, I'm talking about. They tell you where to dig for water. So they use that for health things as well. So, who knows? But they say, people asking a stick, and the stick tells him, that's included. Here's the question. What happens if it works? If it works, you have a guy, and every time you need to drill a well, you call the dowser, he comes in with a stick. And he feels a tug, and this is where you have to dig for water, and every time he says it, it works. What do you do now? Does that change? Who said it doesn't work? Alright? So it seems that way. It seems even if it works, and not only if it doesn't work, right? Even if it works, it's usur. So the question is, but that's not their explanation. It's all psychic. So that's the thing. If they give you an explanation that can't be measured, there's no way anybody could tell the explanation. In other words, they say one of their defenses is to compare it to a lie detector test. But a lie detector test, you can see certain things on a dial, on a gauge, and you can point to it. Whether it means anything or not is debatable, but at least there's something physical. The question here is whether the explanation carries any weight to throw it off of being the Isser of Kaisen. It's a very, very difficult thing to deal with. It's very, very hard today. Yeah?
The Isser of Kishuv is not because it's awesome. It's awesome. You're working or not working. It's not.
So the question is, when they give you an explanation, let's say you had never seen a magnet before. Someone tells you, say it's Kishuv. And he starts explaining it to you. Not logical. The way magnets work are not logical, but they work. That's just the way the world is. But see, he's telling you the same thing about dowsing, about doing this.
Have I I thought the Rav prefaced what the Rav said in that those who say that it's usher bring this down.
But the question is, how are we supposed to judge? How is a person supposed to decide if an explanation is in the nature of a bria? Yeah, this is where, because, but it's the definition of scientific is hard. It's not scientific. Dowsing is not scientifically explained.
The history of it changed to give it some credibility. Originally, those sticks were called divining rods.
Divining rods. They changed the name because they don't like to use the name anymore. What, divining rods? That's what it's called. I was in Camp Norm. I was a counselor in camp. And as the camp grew, there wasn't enough water, and they brought in a drill in the middle of camp. In the middle of the summer, it was an activity to watch a drill dig. And they dug for water, and the guy came in with the stick. He came in. And it was water. You know, they dug, there was water. Now, could be there's water in the whole camp. I don't know, but the guy was there. You know, everyone ran to see him. I wasn't interested. I'd rather play basketball. I didn't look at the guy, but the whole camp went, they all ran running. So, I don't know.
So would halacha require that you think immediately that this is some form of deception, like magic tricks?
You see, but that's the point Yeri and Haimi are both making. The Chazal, the Torah doesn't say it doesn't work. The Torah says it's forbidden if it's not, if there's no something type of explanation. What explanation makes it good is the way the
Balazayev works.
Balasayev, it's machlaikis.
Not like the
Rashi. If you're going, Hagan explains, but the Balasayev, when they conjured up Shmuel's image, it says she shrieked. She said, Shalata, what's going on here? So, no. So those who believe it doesn't work, they say because she was going to fake it out, and suddenly, what do you know? But others say, because the image came up upside down, Rashi says, and here it came straight set up. Okay. So I don't know, that's,
but if the criteria is that there has to be an explanation, if you're trying to explain to somebody, a non-from person, or a guy about the, let's say, the Nisan that took place in Israel, there's no explanation for that.
Yeah, but then we didn't do anything, God did it.
Right.
All right.
But there's no explanation for how it works.
It's true. It's true. There are a lot of things that we can't
explain. Matter of, Hashem said this works and this anything else.
But see, but working is not enough of a reason to be mad here. That's what it appears. Whether it works or not.
What if somebody has good information and asked for guessing
what's going to happen? Is that showing about guessing?
We don't have an explanation.
I hear the question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would think if a guy got it right five times in a row, he'd be the last one to ask. The odds of him getting it right six times in a row. What?
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance.
They talk to these
people. See, I don't understand why you go to a clairvoyant who has to have a, a little store upstairs. She's broke, if she knows what stocks are going up, why doesn't she just invest?
Track record.
What?
A track record.
A track record is the old Groucho Marx thing. He went to a clairvoyant, they say, could ask anything. And he said, okay, what's the capital city of South Dakota? Because he has the capital city of South Dakota, so, he can tell me, what else do you know,
That's the point of the two articles that I brought you. Those are earlier articles.
I haven't seen them yet. They're on magnetism yet.
Right, but the point is, nobody is sure why it was working. There's speculation, but the point is, Mumchim said that it works. They scientifically proved that it works. And so,
they didn't scientifically prove it works because it's still most of the scientific community still doesn't believe in it.
No, it's not true.
It's
FDA approved now, and insurance companies actually pay for it.
They pay for it, really?
Yes, but in those days, it was early on that it wasn't known.
Okay, so I stand corrected. Okay, we're not done yet. Ezer Ma'ainein, the Torah has another one, right? Nichosh, Kisum, and Ma'ainein. Ma'ainein has to do with time. This day is good and this day is no good. I don't want to start the week or the month by paying. You hear this? Within one sentence he says, Don't believe this day is good and this day is bad, except don't start new things on Mondays and Wednesdays. All the movers know this. They know the Jews don't like to move on Mondays and Wednesdays. They'll give you a discount if you move on Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't know. Rebelski used to be upset. Teravadas starts always on Wednesday. Whenever the camps end after the summit, it's always on Monday. And we give one day off, we start on Wednesday. So Rebelski said, I don't like these starts on Wednesday. Let's start on Tuesday. The boy said, well, let's start on Thursday. So he didn't like that. We always start on Wednesday. Why are we starting on a Wednesday? Because as all know, the stars are not good, not aligned properly on that day. What a strong lashon. Don't do against the mazel and don't be simich on miracles. There's a simon for Monday, something bad, what was it, bad, some simon with bad, I don't remember what it is. V'nayagin she'ein noisim noshim elo b'miloy halavana l'simon taiv. And the minig also to get married at a time when the moon is full for a good sign. Aval osa lachker acharzeh. B'yina b'chayker, it doesn't mean miloy halavana, it means after times. V'fil lishol b'chayzeh kechavim, sh'nema tom tiyeh mesher. Now, how are you supposed to know when the mazel is lined up or when it's not lined up? It's a very hard topic. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba, which is part of the controversy. The question is, you're saying in one sentence, Ein lo adam lasis neged ha-mazel. Don't do things against the mazel. And then you're saying the same thing, don't ask about the kechavim. So what does that have to do? Mazel has something to do with kechavim. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that Darkei Amayri, these types of things are only things that Chazal mentioned. Stama, things that appear to work, you can assume have an explanation. And something Chazal didn't mention, we assume is good. So that, when Chazal mentioned certain times of Mazalos, so that's, the Chazal mentioned it, then it's good. Actually, he says the other way. He says, what Chazal said is no good, is no good. Other things are good. A stomach good. Which is very, very difficult to learn that into the Paiskim. The Paiskim, including the Chachmas Adam, give general prohibitions. They don't seem to go with this Rashba that people bring. So I don't know. Yeah, it says Klai Yisrael is above Mazel. Taisus says to Kasha, a Mazel Yisrael, so why does it say you go with Mazel? So Taisus says that for the Goyim, the Mazel is a final decree. And for Yidden, you can override. Mazel is just a factor. It's not I think that's what Taisus says in Masechta Shabbos. But it's a very, the whole, defining these things is very, 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 very difficult. And,
Gimel, we learned that. Where would you fit in there, like
Kameos
and the Bendel?
So, Kameya is a Deroskuli. Kameya is Deroskuli. How does Kameya work? Kameya can be explained to be something that has to do with mitzvahs and Meisim Taivim. It's known, Rabbi Kivega never wrote some Kameyas except once, there was a Magefa. They gave out Kameyas. And later, they found that he had written a few words of a Tosfos, I think, in Sukkah, on which he had a Bichidish. He had the Haravin and got a Bichidish. So he wrote down a few words of Tosfos, and he gave it out as a Kameya. Apparently he held it. It's a Schusvim in Shemayim. So that makes sense. It makes sense, but Deroskuli, it makes sense. But, so that's a Kameya. But you asked about, the right to Bendel. So the right to Bendel, I don't think anybody really thinks has any, teva that makes it work. I don't know what people think with the right to Bendel. Certainly queer, which I tell you. But okay. Today, well, some say it's lost and some say it's not lost. Those who practice it claim it's not lost. So I don't know. I don't know. A certain amount, the Gra said that a certain amount of Kayach HaTumah went away, Kneged the Nevuah, Kayach HaNevuah. It was a trade-off. When Avodah Zarah, sorry. When Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah went away, Nevuah went away to correspond to it, and that's what happened.